This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
I be rolling with you, mommy. I be feeling the motion. When I'm inside you, I be deep as the ocean. When it comes to your love, can't lie. It be strong as a potion. That's why me and you forever be coasting. Let's roll. Co-pilot on the passenger side. Be so fly. Yeah. She so lit. We so high. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Co-pilot.
Yo, 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 what up, y'all? Y'all know what it is. It's your boy, man. We back with another one, y'all. Sparking conversation, man. And I got the crew with me tonight. As usual, I like to start off the show, as always, giving thanks to all of y'all that be supporting the show, that support the videos. Y'all go out there on YouTube. As a matter of fact, if y'all on YouTube right now, just subscribe. When y'all watching this, subscribe to the channel, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all like the page. Get the likes up. If you watching this on YouTube right now, man, y'all like it. Y'all hit the like button. You know what I'm saying? Just let them know that y'all in the building, right? But thank you to all the people that download the audio version of this podcast. I promise y'all, man, it doesn't go unnoticed. I appreciate y'all, man, because like I said before, a lot of times you just don't know, man. You put your joint out there, you be thinking one thing, and you may just, you know, I know a lot of people give up when they don't get to a certain point. You know what I mean? Like, consistency is something that is like a virtue. I think that's just as much as a virtue as they say patience is. Consistency, yo, because it take a lot to be consistent, yo. It take a lot to have that mindset, like, I'm going to keep going regardless of what it looked like. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep going no matter what nobody say. And it take a lot for you to believe in yourself like that, man. And it take a lot of energy because, you know, when a lot of people sleep, you up. You know, so, I mean, that's just one of them things, man. It's like, yo, but when you got something that's burning inside of you that you feel, and it's a desire to want more to go to that next level, yo, you already know what you got to do it, man. You got to make it shake, yo. You can't sit around and wait for it. So definitely appreciate y'all, all the people that be downloading the audio version and all the people that watch the playbacks and jump on live and jump in the comments and the whole nine. At some point, though, y'all, we're going to have it where y'all could call in. And y'all could give. I don't know if I'm gonna be ready for that because the way y'all be on them comments though, yo, I don't even know, man. Y'all might get on here and just start really popping off, but that's what it's about. Either way it go, I'm gonna keep y'all posting on that. So it's all love. Make sure y'all like the page. Make sure y'all subscribe so y'all can get up with the updates. Yeah, and let me say this, yo, because I know, yo, we have mad, you know, people. I'm not even just going to call out a certain color because I don't even want to give y'all that energy back. But y'all been a little upset for the last week or so, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all let CJ done ruffled y'all feathers. She done had y'all jumping all out of windows and shit, y'all. And that shit was crazy. And she was just responding to a comment. That's the thing. Like, y'all don't even see the whole context. Y'all were just going by the clip. But that's what the clip is for. The clip is to give y'all interest to go watch the whole joint. If y'all watched the whole joint, you would have got the context and where we was going with it. We wasn't being specific like we hate white people. You know what I'm saying? We were just giving our commentary based on what we was talking about. And y'all jumped out the window off a clip. We love it, though. I just want y'all to know we love it, man. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all ain't get that energy y'all wanted back. Y'all wanted to argue. We weren't going to do all that with y'all, man. It's all love, man. We ain't about to start no Facebook race war. Like, what y'all trying to do on the keyboard, yo? Word. The keyboard black and white anyway. So, y'all still already, I mean, you still lost. You still corny, yo. The keyboard black and white. Stop playing yourself, yo. Word up. It's been a lot going on this week, though. I just want, yo, listen, it's been crazy, all right? So, but me and the crew, we're going to jump on. I think it's something that I want to talk to them about, yo, because it's been brought up a couple of times in the last couple of shows, and I think it's about time to have a conversation about it. At least it's part of the conversation. We're going to talk about that. But before I get into all that, man, I just want to say this, man, you know, it's a lot of things that's going on out here, and I don't know if y'all really, really paying attention, yo. You know what I mean? I know the news has been frightening with all this economy stuff, right, and all this interest rates and all this other bullshit that's going on, man. But damn, you know, the one thing that's sliding across everybody I don't think y'all paying attention to is how the institutions are buying up all the single-family residents. Now, I don't know if that really bothers y'all or not, or if that really gets y'all into a place where y'all alarmed or not, but y'all need to really pay attention to that. So if there's something coming in where they're saying that rent is about to be the new norm and not ownership, is about, you know, ownership is about to go away and it's going to be rent as a new norm. And then you got these major corporations buying up all the single family residents across the nation so you can rent from them. So now, I don't know if y'all really getting that or not, but yo, that's really, really terrible, because then how are we going to get this transfer of wealth that we all talking about if we can't invest in real estate? Now, that shit is corny, yo. And I'm going to tell y'all, BlackRock out there, and I know most of y'all heard of BlackRock. If you didn't, do your research, because BlackRock, I mean, they hold so much in assets, yo. I'm talking about trillions and trillions of dollars in assets, whether it come from stocks, crypto, real estate, the whole nine. They in everything. You know what I mean? I mean, in military, I mean, they own everything. You know what I'm saying? Or they own a piece of certain things everywhere. And they up here buying up all the property. So I would just suggest, this is something that I'd be talking to a lot with a bunch of people about on the real estate. And this is the time when I think a bunch of us, when y'all get together, instead of having all these parties and shit, why don't y'all take about an hour or so to get together and chop it up and figure out how y'all could come together and get some of this land out here, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We could develop our own towns. You know what I'm saying? And don't be scared, yo, because it's mad shit. Tiny homes, all other kind of shit that we could put on these joints, y'all. And I mean, like, the worst part about it is that people don't come together. Like, as far as our community is concerned, we in the trillions of dollars in spending power, yet we don't own anything. And that's corny. And if y'all don't pay attention, yo, it's going to be your regular neighborhood that y'all sitting up in. Or people who own a house now, they'll never be able to get out that house. Well, I mean, they might could pay it off and all that other shit, but they'll never be able to get out that house and they ain't going to be able to go more. You can't, you know, invest in real estate because now the institutions own the properties. But we still got time now if y'all pay attention. So let's just pay attention, y'all, you know what I mean, and get to it. If you got a crew of people that you can trust, or if not, you can get some like-minded people around. Y'all, let's start paying attention and buying up some of this land. I'm seeing acreages everywhere while we out looking, and it's mad joint. And it's just about you being creative with it, and it could work, you know what I mean? But anyway, that's my rant. I'm probably going to have, I know I'm going to pop shit throughout the show, but I'm just telling y'all, this is my rant. Y'all get it together, man. Stop playing with yourselves, man. Word up. All right. Another thing that they've been talking about, we ain't going to really talk about these couple of things tonight. That's why I'm getting them out the way, because I want y'all to know we paying attention out here. We see what's going on with Barack, too, man. We see you out here, fam. You wilding, y'all. I really don't understand, B. Like, you know what I mean? You had a pretty good run. You was considered, you know, somebody that was part of a legacy that people could kind of, you know, just look at as an image-wise. We all know it was other shit going on, you know, under the table, the whole getting caught on the island and the whole pizza thing and all that. You know, a lot of people brushed all that over. But now, B, it's getting hard for you out here, right? You know what I mean? You got trained professional swimmers drowning out your crib, man. You out here people is have sworn affidavits and everything about smoking crack with you, and you laying down with them and shit like that, man, with all these men out here. And it's crazy, B, because, like, you know what I mean? Like, that ain't even really something that we should be even focused on right now when it comes down to your legacy, B. That shouldn't be the thing that should be running through right now. But now these people are telling on you, B. And I mean, I just feel bad, not for you, you know, but I just feel bad for the fact that this is what it comes to. Like, we get so many different distractions out here. Now this is another thing that's coming out. And you being the butt of the joke now, you know what I mean? So I guess it's at the end, I hope it was all worth it. But you pretty much can't run from all these stuff that's going on now, B. They got sworn affidavits. They got all kinds of stuff. And we all know that could be fake because it happens to us as Black people every day. We got to deal with the bullshit. But I mean, I guess that part of you, that half Black part of you, I guess you dealing with that now. So respect for you. But I'm going to bring the crew on real quick, you know what I mean? Because this is what we doing. All right, and we're going to chop it up because we got some other thing that's going on out here because people out here eating bricks and shit, yo. So we gonna chop it up. I got the crew in the building. Yo, what up, y'all? What's going on? Hey, yo, what? Okay, what's going on with you, yo? Where you at? Oh, you found your background. All right.
Oh, she don't find the background, but she disappeared. What happened?
She disappeared, though, yo. She ain't no way.
I'm working on it, y'all. I'm coming. Hold on.
All right.
Sorry, girl.
We got you. But, Lo, what's going on, y'all? How y'all doing, man?
Man, just living life like it's golden.
What? Y'all doing good, man? Y'all had a good week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amazing. Look, you just, now you look, now you look like you're in an 80s music video. Remember when y'all used to go to the mall and they used to have these little kiosks where you were going real quick and make a music video and shit?
Okay.
I think the first one I could find, so...
Hey, it's all love, y'all. What's good, Kay?
How you doing?
All right. Good to have you on the crew. You know what I'm saying? You're part of the crew, so it's good to be chopping it up with you and shit, man. Tamika, how you doing, y'all?
I'm good. I'm cooling. I got challenged to make some cryptograms to put them in some planners. So I'm just working on that. I'm trying to stay busy.
Mad. I can dig that. C-Double, what's going on with you?
Man, ain't nothing much. A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. You've been in that gym today, huh?
Man, y'all, I'm proud of myself.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Consistent for 2 weeks straight.
2 weeks. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, look, that's yo. You got to give it up for that, y'all.
5 days a week, 2 weeks. I'm proud of myself.
You got to give it up for consistency, yo. I said that earlier, man. That should be a virtue, like anything else they say is, man. You know, being consistent because it's hard, y'all. Shit, yeah. Motivate yourself, man. You know how hard it is to motivate yourself and believe yourself. You know, you got to talk to yourself. And people say you crazy for that. You know what I mean?
Delusional. I'd be like, you're obsessed with yourself. You're gonna be that bitch. Okay. You're going to look like y'all. Really be listen.
Yo, do it all, man. Talk to yourself. Write yourself notes, letters, text yourself. I don't know how you do that, but figure it out. But figure out a way to stay consistent, yo. Because I promise you, it'll work in the end, yo, for real. But look, I got y'all on. You know, Kev was supposed to be on, but he not. Maybe he'll jump on in a minute. We'll figure it out because his flight was delayed. So I know a lot of y'all was hitting me up like, yo, where was Kev at last show? But he going to be on, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, last couple of shows, y'all, it was a couple things that came up that we mentioned, but I don't think we really talked about it in depth. I think today would be a good day to talk about it because, y'all was mentioning that y'all, when y'all get approached, when y'all out, y'all go ahead and give y'all phone number up. Why? Because of the way that people deal with rejection. A lot of people can't deal with rejection in a certain way. So y'all get a number up, and as soon as they call, y'all block. Well, when y'all get away from them, I guess that's what the what y'all said last time. You know what I'm saying? Because they're going to call it right then and there and make sure it's the real number. But then when you get wherever you go and you go ahead and do the block thing or whatever, just to avoid the confrontation. Well, y'all know Shorty been trending all week that got caught with that brick. Right? Did y'all see that? Y'all saw Shorty with that brick?
Yes.
I bet. Now, in the original, it was like, yo, she told the dude no. He got mad, hit her with the brick. Bam. That went all over. She viral. It was crazy. You know what I'm saying? And I know for me, it was like, damn, we just talked about this a little bit on the show, yo. That's crazy how a dude to go that far. And then like an hour later, they showed a video of her walk around slapping people, yo.
I didn't see that. That
yeah. I'm glad you touched on that because I seen that same video. And at first I was
the same party.
Oh, yeah. I see her slap them niggas. I said, hold on.
Oh, men. She was slapping men.
Yes.
Oh no, I didn't see that.
And then it was a dude that got on. He went viral. Well, hold on. Wait. Let me say this. He went viral because he was there. And he was like, yo, I'm going to tell y'all why I ain't jump in. Then he gave his side of the story. She went up there asking fam to hit her. Yo, he was asking him to hit her. Like, yo, I dare you to hit me. What you going to do with that brick? You ain't going to do nothing to me. And he was like, yo, get out my face. Stop playing with me. I'm going to catch you with this brick. She was like, nah, you ain't going to do nothing. Bow. And you know the thing to me, yo, she got to be really strong because it was swole, but it wasn't bleeding or busted. So what kind of hair she got? What? I mean, I ain't need it like that, but damn, yo. But for real, all right, so let's unpack this a little bit. All right, couple things. When y'all, that's the common thing. Should this be the thing that y'all tell all women, yo? Is this yo, get a number out to avoid a brick? Or what y'all think?
I mean, me personally, the goal is to walk away alive. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know because the video that I seen of the man that she slapped was a white guy. But I guess the video, because she kept saying it's a bunch of black men. I don't know if the people who bricked her was black or like, I don't know. Because I tried to peep the correlation, but it was just too many missing pieces at that time when it first came out. True. Now, when it first came out, it was her with her video talking about how she got bricked by a bunch of guys for not giving her number out. Me personally, when I first seen it, I was like, well, sis, if you don't, like, I'm not trying to be funny. All pretty girls already know what the deal is. Like, baby, give your number out. The goal is to walk away alive. And especially when it's a, because it was another video that went viral with this lady. She went into the wine store and it was a bunch of guys that went into the wine store and they offered to pay for her drinks. But she said no, being polite. She walked out. They jumped that bitch. I mean, they jumped that lady. They jumped that lady. Man, so I'm just like,
she's a bitch.
She's passionate. No, it's not that. I'm sorry, I
call everybody a bitch. Like it's I call my kids a bitch. I don't even mean it like
but,
that. It's
but
just,
look,
like,
now imagine if that was me. imagine if that was me just flat out talking about it and just be like, yeah, because the bitch got come on, y'all.
You can't do that.
I know, but go ahead.
Well, anywho, like for me in that one instinct, what I would have done. Because you got to learn how to people room. And you got to understand when men set to ask you questions, they be set on your answer, whether you're going to reject them or whether you're going to really, you know, get them a number. You got to be able to peep that and baby flirt. Give your number out. That don't make or break you. That don't make you a hoe. The goal is to walk away from the fucking conversation alive. And I just feel like she did too much talking. Now, reckon that don't give them the ability to still smack her in the face with a brick because at the end of the day, it's like, you should still be a man or a daughter enough to like walk away. If you asking the bitch for their number and she like, I'm not giving you, not walk away. That's not even the type of girl you want to go for. But if you wouldn't go toe to toe with this bitch, you just as much of a bitch as she is. She should have shot your bitch ass, but she wasn't prepared. She had too much of this and not enough of this. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I feel like at the same time that when that other video went out, when she was like, slapping guys because it's that same night, it was that same video, it was earlier than that incident. She was real live walking around smacking guys, twerking,
twerking.
Like,
wilding, yo.
It was ghetto. It was so ghetto. It was. Because at first I was like, dang, that's fucked up. Why they do that to her? But then I seen that video. I'm like, bitch, if that's the same guy that bricked you, I would have bricked you too. Like, why would you smack me?
That's the only thing we don't know. We don't know if it was a white dude or a black dude. She just said it was black dude standing around that quarter with the brick. What'd you get ready to say, Kay?
No, I was gonna say, me and you, CJ, had that conversation one night during the skit when we were in a parking lot. You remember? And you were telling me like things you experienced, and like depending on where you are, like what to expect. Here, to me, like my experience, like men have gotten aggressive, but not like that. It's just like they are relentless. Like they don't care. I can tell them I'm gay, I'm married. Like they don't give a fuck. They don't care, you know, what I say. They'll keep being relentless. But as far as like being aggressive like that, I haven't gotten to the point where I'm like, okay, to save my life, nigga, I'm gonna give you my number. Like, I've never gotten to that point. However, like in certain situations, it might just be simply as, okay, you stuttering a little bit. Let me go ahead and I'm going to block you. We're never going to talk. But to me, it's like whatever I come with in that moment, it's like that's what I go with. But I've never been in a position where that's normal. Like it's normal for somebody to be that upset about being rejected. So I think you kind of have to know your surroundings and know kind of like what type of men are typical and where, like wherever you are. If you're used to men getting aggressive or you hearing about this shit like on the news or somewhere else, you know what I'm saying, where you get hit upside the head with a brick because you don't want to give your number, then you might just need like go home to your kids, give the man your number, change it, do whatever else. So I do agree.
And put a post up on Facebook so we all know that this is happening, because this is wild. We all need to know that niggas is bricking bitches
somewhere,
giving out numbers. Somewhere, right. This needs to be a PSA. I don't know.
You might want a vacation in New York or wherever it happened. So you gotta know that's the type of men.
It may be up top. I will say that more men, because I'm from like up top, I'm from DC. I think I'm more used to those aggressive breed of men. So it's like that's what we, you know, it's easy to talk about it, but since being down North Carolina, like you say, like they're just relentless. Like you could say no, but they're consistent and they're persistent as fuck. They will try to be your side nigga, your best friend. They will do anything to inch their way in your life, but they're not as aggressive as guys that's like up top, you know.
But it can be equally dangerous, because if their intention is to get you by yourself or whatever, it's still equally dangerous for you to give out your number. It's equally dangerous for you to reject them, because they might be waiting where ain't nobody else. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, you gotta know, I guess. And you don't know, just read the room and figure out how to get home to your loved people.
Yeah.
And that's what I was going to say. As a man, personally, I can't relate. Like, no, it's cool. You know what I mean? Like, I've never been that person that wanted to get upset with a person that says no, because I say no. You know what I mean? But, like, at the end of the day, I will say to any of y'all, man, yo, do whatever you feel like you need to do to get home. I think that's the main thing. I don't think ego and pride should come into play when it comes to your life. You know what I mean? Especially not over a phone number. And then you could block the person. But Shaquayla, you're right, though. A lot of times people are a little bit more savvy. They get your phone number, then they go looking up certain things. They got all these apps. Next thing they know, you know, they know where you at. They done found your phone, especially the iPhones and shit, yo, because they got these little things where they can figure. My bad. I just wanted to throw that in there and see how y'all felt. I just wanted to make sure y'all was woke. That's all. I just making sure y'all was woke. But for real, though. You know how I go, though, yo. I feel bad for y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? That y'all got to deal with bricks and shit. Or you got to learn how to dodge it. I don't know. But y'all got to figure it out, because her whole face. I mean, I ain't never seen.
He was mad. I know
like,
that.
He must have cocked that shit back from like. You know what I mean? Like, he was mad at all the girls that rejected him since she was 12, yo. He hit her like that.
It's not funny, but here's
I mean, thing. Yo, it ain't funny, but like, yo, it was, y'all.
That was
know
a bigger
that?
Break than what he hit her with. I don't yeah, even,
he yo. Was so dead on point. You had hit somebody multiple times to get that big ass. He was dead on when he
mad. And but what, see, here's, oh, sorry.
Go ahead. What you gonna say?
Okay, so here's my thing also, and this is coming from someone who has been in a fight with a boy bigger than me before. It's like, at no point did I expect to hit, even though he deserved it, I don't start nothing. even though he deserved it, at no point did I hit this man thinking he can't, he shouldn't, he shan't hit me back. Right. At no point did I was prepared as soon as I took that first swing.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
I'm going to have to get out of here or go to work. It's going to have to be something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So for a person that's like, da 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 da, and you're doing all that in front of these same black men that you want to defend you when somebody who isn't stable, like literally saying, okay, you should have enough whatever to take rejection. That's like asking a robber not to steal. If this man is like emotionally not stable, he probably is going to hit her at some point. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. If you're doing all of this, like you ready to get hit by a man and then you get hit and be like, why did he hit me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It doesn't match up.
Untouchable.
It gotta match. Your energy gotta match.
It do. Like
it wasn't matching.
Her energy and that brick, the energy that he used.
I don't know how you get prepared for a brick, but
I'm trying to figure out why she stood there.
I don't know how you brace yourself for that shit.
You don't duck. Like, yo, you don't duck. Like, he had to cock that. He had to cock it back. It ain't like he just slapped
him. He was confident. I bet if that was the case, and I'm only prefacing it with that because it's messed up. But if that was the case, when she was doing that, oh, you ain't going to hit me after hitting people, and then you get hit, that was probably a lesson the universe is trying to teach her.
Yeah, it's like, hold this brick. Hold this brick real quick right across your face.
God wanted you to learn your lesson today.
Yeah, sometimes you got to sit down and think about it, and that a brick to your face will make you do that sometimes.
That's a man all day.
Yo, but then men get a bad rep. Men get a bad rep. Y'all know how it go. Like, when it comes down to protecting women, that's one of the biggest gripes I hear a lot when, you know, doing research. They be having a lot of podcasts. I know y'all see them. It's mad relationship podcasts out here. They always bring up this particular point, the protect and provide portion that they expect from a man. And then they watch a woman get into an altercation with a man, threatening a man not to hit her, or you ain't going to do this, that, and the third. And then when they hit her, they expect the man to rescue her. So this is another thing I was thinking on from y'all. Y'all tell me, have y'all ran across more situations where men didn't speak up in times where y'all felt like a woman needed their help? I mean, it's cool. Y'all can let that out. Have y'all ever ran across that? Because they say it like it's happening normal, and I don't see that often, but then that's just me. They might say I'm biased because I'm a man, but as for women, have y'all ever seen that? You know, where a man didn't take up for a woman in a certain instance when she felt like she needed it?
Yeah, only on social media. I don't know no man that would stand beside me that I got in my life right now that would ever let something like that pass. So seeing it like outside of that, I haven't experienced that. Thank God, because I don't know what I would do.
Right. Fact, no, and that's honest, like that's it, because it also, you got to understand the type of people that you put yourself around, like you, and it's not like, oh, you, when you go out in public, you just randomly see, because if you gonna randomly see some shit, you gonna randomly see some shit, but yeah. I don't put myself around people enough to have to deal with that, but like you say, only to a certain extent, only on social media. Like, you have to understand the age range that these guys are in, the caliber of men that these guys are. I don't associate myself with them at all. So
yeah, they are.
For me, yeah, like to like run across them type of guys. But like, these are younger guys, you know, these are, you know, guys that aren't necessarily emotionally intelligent. Like, I can't, my demeanor and the type of person I am, when you hold a certain aura about yourself, like, you're not naturally, you're not going to be in the same vicinity or areas as certain people. So you're not going to be,
my number.
I see.
No to you, sir.
No, for real. That's a hell no. Thank you.
I'm like, you know what? You persistent. I'm going to go ahead and give you my number, especially when I'm out of state, baby. When I'm out of state.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You don't even know the home rules. Like, you know.
I'm going to give you my number. Mm-hmm. I got to make it home. And I'm not from here neither. Y'all would kill me. Like, 919.
Straight like that. You got a pen? You ready?
Yeah. Like, what, why am I going to
old school? Like, no. Got a pen.
But then I have a resting bitch face too. So a lot of guys are, in a sense, kind of scared to address. Like, it's just a lot of shit that I ain't got to worry about. And then when I'm in that situation, you know, it's always me and my dog. I ain't never always by myself. You know, if I ain't got my security, I got my security. So I'm just one of those. Like, I'm always prepared. I'm from DC, stank. I know how that shit go in real life.
Yo, but that's the thing that I feel like is crazy though, because, you know, as at any given time, y'all as women should be able to go anywhere without people touching y'all. That's number one. You know what I'm saying? And then easily being able to take that rejection. And, I mean, I don't necessarily see there's nothing wrong with men trying, because they don't know until they try. It's the thing about them being able to take that no. Now, we talked about this, I think, one of the shows we talked about, because what happened up there in, was it D.C., when the lady got her son to come in there and shoot fam after he done hooked off on or whatever? Was that in D.C. or was it Maryland?
Detroit.
It was Detroit?
Yeah, I think it was Detroit.
So,
yeah.
In Detroit. So when that happened, I think we touched on it a little bit about, you know, the difference between having yourself go back and forth with a man as a woman and the times where you may do it because you think because other men are around, they'll come to your aid. But then, you know, men are starting to do this thing where it's like, oh, you aggressive. Oh, you probably about that life. Oh, you can handle yourself because
you're a man.
Yeah, yeah, you talking to him like,
yeah,
I bet. And then when something happened, it's like, yo, that's crazy. Now all these dudes are looking bad. Like, you know what I mean? Because you ain't jumping and help. But people lose their life from helping. Like, it's dudes that'll jump in and help somebody and lose their life because they helping somebody. And then remember, a lot of the times, we're not going to talk about abuse because, I mean, shorty got caught with that brick. She wasn't in a relationship. She just got caught with a brick outside. She was
right in her mouth.
Yeah, you know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's what it is. Like,
man, yeah. I can't imagine how the brick sounded when it hit her head, but I guess that's what we're talking about. Another time.
I just feel like people should take responsibility for their mindset. If your mindset is to get home, you can't control where that man is emotionally. Like CJ said, emotionally intelligent enough to say, no matter how mad I am, I'm still stronger than this woman enough to walk away. Or knowing that if I hit her, the effect it'll have, you don't have time to be considering what somebody else is thinking. So everybody should mind their business. And just understand, you do not know what the next person is thinking. You never do. And consider your loved ones more than you're considering that this person may or may not be intimidated by you as a woman.
Fact. And women, be cautious about this too. Don't think a lot of dudes out here be scoring like that. Don't think they do. That's why they can't take that rejection. Cats be getting turned down left and right. Don't fall for them little fake Balenciaga shoes. They ain't them. Girls see all past that. They see past all of that extra stuff, man, like the ones that y'all go after. But, you know, a lot of these dudes is not really getting it in like that. So they get mad aggressive as they go because they still feel like it's the only way they could prove that they a man, which is whack. Because then, like, what are you going to do with the girl? You want to get the girl to fight her? Like, what are we doing? Like, yo, how you going to threaten a person into their life? Like, yo, give me a number if I hit you with this brick. Now you know how, like in Alabama, the chair became right. The folded chair, has been selling out everywhere for the last few weeks. Right? So what you think gonna happen at Home Depot now with the bricks? Mother is just gonna be buying bricks. Gonna have a couple of bricks in their trunk just in case the chicks say no.
Just pulled up at the gas station, waiting.
Yo, can I get your number? No, or word. I'll be right back.
I'll be right back. Let me go grab my brick.
You deserve
that shit.
Yeah, because it's stupid, man. Like, you gotta, like, abuse is one thing, yo, but like when people just do anything to a stranger, golly, man.
That's why I get in and get out. I don't stay, I don't linger. You would think I really didn't hear you, and I did.
Yeah.
I would have earbuds in and I can hear everything, but you think I don't play that, I don't linger around, like I don't got time to play anyway. If I hear somebody that's bold enough to be yelling at me from over here, bro, I'm not even gonna flinch. I've mastered it.
Fact. Yeah. I don't even acknowledge it. Like, it's all in how you approach people at the same time that that you get your response, and you know, or you get a reaction to a response. So we gotta be careful. Like, and it's also, I don't know, because I don't, it's nothing from the video that I previously seen. I said, it's no way in hell she just, oh no, you guys, I'm okay. Walked off. It's no way in hell she did that. Like, I feel like she's antagonized.
Right.
I'm not blaming, guys. Listen, don't cancel me before I get started. My apologies, and tear me out a little bit. You have to understand there's a cause and effect, okay?
Nah, you're speaking real. Nah, fuck that. You're speaking of real. Like, honestly, that's the only way we're going to learn if people be honest. Like, the one thing about it, though, they can't take, if a person that's not a woman is can't listen to a woman talk about a situation that women get in, then mind their business, or go skip it, or go somewhere else, because it ain't like it's me up here talking about it. It's y'all. This is the experience that women is having. Shorty that got caught with the brick was a woman. Like, say your shit, yo. Go ahead, see. Fuck that.
I don't know. I feel like in my adult years of rejecting guys, I think it's more so, and I know it suck, ladies, but hear me out. I want you to think about it. It's perspective, right? It's knowing the game of manipulation. Now, that is a very terrible word. I absolutely agree. But if you got to manipulate a motherfucker to get out of that situation, Sting, take some notes. You got to stroke a guy's ego. You got to talk to them nice in order. Even if you reject them, they're like, you know what? At the end of the day, I'm okay with that. Believe it or not, when you really know how to handle guys, especially those that are emotionally unintelligent. And I'm not saying we shouldn't have to. They need to learn how to control themselves. And you're right. Learn how to be a mastermind at your own fucking game, though, at the end of the day. Like, stop being so aggressive with these guys. Like, don't stop. I'm not arguing with nobody. I'm not arguing with you. I'm not doing none of that shit. Learn how to stroke their ego and learn how to let them down soft. Y'all ever seen a dog that get put down at the vet? They get in that shot and they just... the owner rub their head until they go out. That's what you got to do to them. You can't just shoot them. You got to get them the lethal injection and rub their head. That's what you got to do. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just, I don't know. I don't know. I just don't believe she walked away.
I get what you're saying. I get
exactly what you're saying, yo, because, egos are fragile on men.
Like, this podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
I ain't going to lie. You know what I'm saying? I get it. But like I said before, like, it's just those situations, though. Like, all right, so let me ask y'all this. How are y'all when it comes to drinks? Do y'all accept drinks from men? Like, walking up to you with drinks?
Well, I drink with people right at the bar, and they'd be like, oh, let me buy you a shot. And I see the bartender pour it.
Okay. I don't drink.
You
don't drink.
Yeah. Now I do like wine, and I don't, wine and mimosas, and I only like drink mimosas when I go out to brunch. So, but other than that, I don't drink. So I guess I don't know. I don't accept drinks anyway. Even if I did, I wouldn't even accept it. And even I've seen guys, if you're sitting at the bar by yourself and they come up to you and, like you say, offer you a drink, and you got the bartender there that's fixing the drink. I've known people that would go to the extent of setting you up, whereas they know the bartender. They would act like they don't. And a bartender would be the one. Y'all, I got to tell y'all about this time. I found a man on my porch at 5 o'clock in the morning. off that same thing. Bartender and the guy that he went out with set him up, drugged him. He was out here walking and floating all downtown, end up in my front yard. Not like it was a whole thing, but they would even set you up. I don't accept drinks for nobody. When I was drinking when I was younger, I pregame before I went out. I roll my own weed. I don't smoke nobody else's stuff unless like I know that person. I've seen them roll. You know, I don't everything. No, I can't. You're not about to no. Cause now when I get sober, mm-hmm. now I gotta kill. Now I gotta find your folks, baby. Now I gotta make.
I ain't okay in the head. So who knows?
Right.
Like, once I figure it out, like what?
When fuck? I find you, you're dead. You're a dead, yeah, man. Like,
so, I don't go out because all like it's too much for me. I don't even go out with that. Like I go with a group of friends. We all watching each other. Other than that, I'm at home with my kids. I'm at work. Like, you know what I'm saying? It just eliminates a lot of the risk. I'm not saying all of it, but for the most part, I mean, I would like to think I'm very careful. Thank you, CJ, because I did hear what you said, and I didn't know I didn't know people did that. I mean, I'm sure people aren't beyond it, but I've never experienced that. But good to know that people do shit like that. But for the most part, that's why I stay. I'm a loner all day. Like, I stay to myself. I ain't got to worry about that shit. I mean,
like you said, you just never know, because the time that you do go out be the time that the asshole go out. You know what I mean? Yep.
You never know.
You just never know, right? But the good thing to know that, you know, sometimes they work to play together. The bartender be working with the guy in the bar that be playing, you know what I mean? And setting it up. But that's good to know, because a lot of times people wouldn't think to know about that. So that's why I'm saying pay attention. Mm-hmm. Everybody should pay attention when they go out. It's cool for y'all ladies to take things from men want to be nice, but then at certain times when it's okay to be like, no, I'm okay, I'm no, good. You know what I mean? Spend your own money. I get it. You don't want to. That's the thing, you know. A lot of women go to the bars, they probably only pay by one drink, and the rest of the night, dudes, hey, let me buy a drink.
Oh man.
So they can yell at you all night in your ear over the music and shit.
Right,
you
can't hear nothing. Not even worth it. Yeah.
The whole ear hot.
Yeah, because now I'm obligated to talk to you.
I would walk the fuck away. I don't know why, but in the same breath, like talking about rejection, it's funny because if I'm like a little tipsy or whatever, I ain't even thinking about none of that. Especially if you're like kind of short and I gotta like scoop down and listen and shit. Like I'm not doing that all night.
Here we go. CJ, look, I told you, don't do that, CJ, because you do good. Like, you can sit down when you talk to dudes. You know what I'm saying? You sit on the stool. Yeah, don't do that, CJ.
I won't be able to take you serious at the same time. Yeah.
Okay. That's the dilemma.
But see, we got to get out of that, yo. I think that's where a lot of women are missing their soulmate at, because they want their soulmate just might be a little shorter. They got a bigger spirit, though. But they just like,
I don't mind that. I don't mind it when I don't have to stoop, because you are a man enough to know how to meet me here. You know, well, at least I can hear you.
But how are you going to meet you if you're too short? Like, yo, but he might be the man for you, though.
Can't wait, look. Till I'm sitting down. Just ease on.
Oh, approach you when you're sitting down?
Yeah. Like, just know your strength.
Yeah,
all right, exactly. Fellas, y'all take notes, yo. Y'all got to approach the women. If you know you ain't tall already, approaching when they sitting down, that might get you in the door. Just whenever they stand,
we can't
up the walk
away. Really, yeah. We standing next to you and you know you short. Come on, man.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Especially if we got heels on. Like, come on.
That's only to women.
I'm like, not to date for guys.
But that's the going thing, though. When dudes be short, they don't get no love.
I say that's only for girls that prefer not to date short guys, men, shorties, men out there. Man. It is women out there that love you for your.
What?
I'm sorry. This is going left.
They love you for your what?
Your height. They love you for you and your height. You don't have to get knee extensions. You don't got to get platforms in your boots.
I'm good with that. You can be short as long as you know you're still the man here. I don't care how tall I am, how my heels are. You are still a man in that. You know, you can pick me up and stuff. I'm good with that. It's rare, but it does happen.
She said, how you could pick me up. Yo,
you better, because if I can pick you up, that's a problem.
I mean, yo, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you gonna tip over this way, yo. That's crazy. Well, look, all right. I just want all the fellas out there to know, man, there's some hope for y'all out there, man, when y'all short. Don't give up. Don't give up. Be relentless. Keep a brick on you. But nah, but for real.
That's not the message.
My bad. Rasheed. My bad.
Rasheed.
I thought y'all was going for
it. You about to get us canceled right now. Short
people, yo.
Get it together, Rasheed. Get it together.
We're not going to get canceled because we saw what happened. And when y'all get off this, y'all going to go see them other videos. Y'all ain't going to feel bad for Shorty no more. You're going to feel bad for the brick.
There's never a reason to hit a man. Let me be clear.
I don't think he should have hit her with a brick either. I don't think he should have hit her with a brick. He could have.
I don't think he should have hit her at all.
He could have just walked off. Like, to be honest.
What kind of man do you think you are if you overpower a woman? Isn't that a given if you a whole man?
Yo,
that's not a given.
Men in women's sports, though, y'all. Like, that's the type of stuff that I'm talking about. Like,
and that's crazy too.
Common
it's in
sense.
The same category. Facts. Ain't nothing different.
Yeah. It's happening every day. That's my thing. Like, men are getting away. Like, we are allowed just because we have to be this express. Like, be yourself. Be who you are. Express yourself. And now these dudes is identifying as women and they playing in women's sports. They're actually fighting MMA. They doing all this shit, man. They are hurting women. And then you got these dudes in the street, these young guys, 25 and under. They violent, yo, towards women like crazy. You know, when we put up the clip about the one slap minimum, it was a dude who actually commented under there, like, yo, bruh, I actually slapped girls. Like, I hit women. So I commented back, like, why? What will make you do something like that? Fame ain't come back. But, like, yo, people are really out here feeling that energy. Like, yo, I hit women, yo. Like, I actually do that.
Damn, imagine you run into a bitch like me. That's great.
That's why I mean, look, you know what?
Imagine your life ending that one day because you
get. Hey, Tamika, what we say last week? Yo, get y'all a gun. I wish all women learn how to use a firearm.
Damn.
I know y'all, some of y'all got kids. Y'all don't really want to have one in the crib because, you know, whatever, whatever. I get all that. But, like, yo, if you're a single woman or not, if you would be at home by yourself at times, I don't care what it is, man. I think y'all all need a weapon, man. A knife, they got to get too close to y'all. I know people got knives, but they got to get too close if you got to use a knife.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all get y'all a little something, man. A little 22. I don't care what it'll get them up.
It ain't got to be little if it's this. Damn.
Look. She...
I know some pocket munchers that got some power to it.
Look, Kayla got the shotgun. She like, yo, I told you.
I only like big guns.
So, I feel like they're easier to control. Like, even if you're nervous because you're not expecting somebody, I feel like that's a perfect firearm for a woman or, you know, somebody.
Yeah, well, listen, get them up off you. Let
or
them
a home you. Invasion. You can't take that shit in a car. I mean, you could. But
nah. But for a home invasion, have your shotgun ready. But like out and about in your little, clutch, y'all need to have something in there, yo, for real. Because it's stupid. Yeah. Like, it's really
stupid. It's getting crazy.
It's stupid. Like, I will admit, it's just stupid. Because now we got to think about this. So y'all know the rapper Gunplay, right? Y'all heard of him?
With Rick Ross and all that? Didn't he beat up a TV?
No, he put a gun to his wife's head.
Listen.
She wouldn't be quiet because he was playing the game. Girl, yes.
Mm-hmm. He didn't beat up the TV, Shakayla. He was playing Xbox.
A game. Mm-hmm.
And she was asking him to turn it down because he was mad loud because the baby was asleep. Yo, dude went and got a rifle. That's what they said. It was a rifle.
He put it to her head.
He put it to her head? They didn't say that. They put it to her head?
I heard he put it to her head. Or he put it to her face.
They said he pointed it at her while she was holding the baby. The baby like 6 months, yo. So that's what I'm saying. Now, that goes to that. Now, think about that. His own, like, yo, come on, man. Like, yo. When do we get to a place, man? Like, I don't know. I can't really say much because then they try to think I'm a beta or something. Like, I be simple because I'm telling y'all, like, dudes be corny for out here doing this to girls. And I don't really care about that. I'm just being honest, yo.
Just having men who think there are betas.
Pretty much.
Because imagine being your daughter. Like, you're, like, right. My thing is you got to be so narrow-minded. If you're running a scenario, You're not putting people that you know and you care for and you love, because you know the people that's in that situation, they got people who they care for and they love, or love them and care for them. You don't do the same thing when you running the odds in your head before you actually speak. Yeah. People just hear shit, feel, and speak. That's what the fuck we doing now. We not critically thinking. Like, what the?
No.
Imagine if it was your daughter and your mother. What you would say? Well, shit, she deserved that shit. She shouldn't have been. You're not going to keep that same energy.
Exactly.
I'm just trying to figure out, as a man, how do you put yourself on the same level physically as a woman? The fact that you can even do that, like, that should add some more estrogen to you. To put yourself on this, like, even men arguing with women, which I'm not saying that we're less than, I'm saying we're 100% in our own power. So for a man that's supposed to be 100% in his masculine energy to take himself to the level of being catty and sassy with a woman, how do you get there is where I'm confused. And I bet we could probably ask your mama. I'm just saying.
But where it originated.
Now that goes back to what we talked about last week. Now, is it
because ass mama at that?
Is it because that's what he did with his mother? Because he was raised with his mother, dad wasn't around.
His mama pumped him. That's
him and his mother did that back and forth with each other. Because if you kind of think about it, most people that look like respect, what we say, respect goes a long way. If you with somebody that you can't respect, you don't need to be with them. We don't need to be arguing over everything.
Out the door.
We could disagree, but we ain't got to argue over everything, yo. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, how much passion you got? Do you need to be passionate about that positive shit, too? Don't be coming over here ready to argue and you ain't ready to laugh. You got to figure out a struggle. You know what I'm saying? But you got people out here who feed off of that, you know what I mean? Like that anger, you know, the flesh. I don't know what it is when it comes to anger and the flesh. It's just something that just, you know, it's like a thing where people just cannot, I don't know. It's like a drug almost. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm in there. I get it.
You can't be happy, because like, if you can look at somebody that you say you love and you could point a gun at them.
That's not love. I don't even care if it's not even loaded.
You could point a gun at somebody that you say you love and your child,
like, and your kid, bro. That's where I'm at with it too. I'm like, bro, and it's not like she was just standing by herself. It don't make it no better. She had your kid. Now, anything could have went from here to here. You already got the gun to her. You already got the gun to her, bro. All you gotta do is move different. You gotta control the gun with a fucking rifle.
Like, I could never be back with, and then y'all just gonna go back to being a happy family. That shows the kind of trauma that neither one of y'all heal from. Because I could never look at a man that would subject me and my child to that kind of trauma because you're upset. That's the cap on your level of intelligence.
Yeah. Well, she said she left him. She said she's not with him no more. She said he back using drugs and alcohol real bad. And that's why, you know what I mean? And she wrote a whole statement. But, you know, the point I'm trying to make is, like, yo, we get into these situations, man, when it comes to, you know, all this talk about us having to stick together, find ways to stick together. And it seems like we keep finding ways to separate each other, yo. Like, we don't find ways to try to figure out a way to, like, yo, put ourselves in a better position as people. You know what I mean?
Let's not say we, because we're on here doing that right now. So I do feel
I
do feel like there are people that are meant to at least have the conversation, like you, Ra. Like, you've set many platforms where us, people who look like us, can come together and laugh and have conversations that are tough like this, which is why I'm so glad you invited me. You do that, and then it's going to take more people like us. Everybody's not meant to provide platforms or to be the sound of reason or to have different, you know, perspectives talking as none of us can talk for women individually. Like, we all can't do that. But if Mika gives a perception and CJ gives a perception, I do. Imagine how many of us Black girls we can reach, Black women we can reach. So this is where it starts, but we cannot speak for everybody, and that's just the reality, but we are doing our job. We are serving our purpose.
That's a fact. And I agree with you. That's why I say, you know, there's so many times that, you know, I use the word we to be inclusive, but, you know, I still think, like you said, at a certain point, there's only going to be certain-minded people that's going to be able to come together regardless. We're not going to be able to bring them all in. You know, they say all skin folk ain't your kinfolk, so to speak. So we're not going to be able to do it for everybody. But like, for those that do, like I was saying earlier about buying land and about all these other things, these are the type of conversations. And I'm glad you pointed that out, because this is why we created the platform, for people to be up here, be able to come on here and say your perspective, not argue, not have nobody tell you that you're wrong for how you're thinking, but say mm-hmm. what you say, you know? And then I still know better than to get on the topics where there's women involved and have y'all on and then giving a male's perspective. Because at the end of the day, I don't think nobody deserves a brick. No matter how we want to look at it. I know we were joking a little bit earlier, but like nobody deserves that. Even like Shorty might have deserved it in the moment. But what I'm saying, he could have walked away. I think he could have walked away. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't really know. The way they setting it up, if he had time to pick up the bricks, I'm sure he ain't have it in his pocket. That probably could have been his walk-off right there. But he had to look for the brick, too, unless he saw the brick before he got to it. You know, never mind. I'm going left. But at the end of the day, I'm going left. But at the end of the day, my point is, I like the fact that y'all, like I said, we have y'all on here, and y'all give y'all perspective about topics like this, because they would imagine that we wouldn't be able to talk about this. They'll swear it down that we'll argue about this. Men versus women. Men versus women. It's on every platform, y'all. Men versus women. Yeah. Masculine versus feminine.
Well, I don't understand. Me personally, I need to cut you off. I don't understand why people subject it to gender and not...
Thank you!
Like, most of the time, we subject it to gender. Sometimes we subject it to race. Sometimes, you know, we just, instead of just acknowledging the fact that it's certain characteristics that people hold or right. certain characteristics that people have, like, it's based on that shit, how you was raised, the type of person you are.
Right.
How are you going to say, well, most men do this or men do this? Because think about the argument. This how right. it be a platform. This is what men do. People in right. the comments. Well, not all men, or you got some men that, you know, that people there get a perspective, some people that agree, woo-woo-woo. Now you're sitting there fighting for your life because it's like, well, not all men. It don't got nothing to do with that. It's certain characteristics. If y'all looking out for these certain type of people, you don't got to worry about if it's a man that's going to do it, if it's going to female do it. You can always be on your toes because you know that's that type it. Of person. Like, that's it. It don't have shit to do with race sometimes. Majority of the time it do. But sometimes it don't be having shit to do with race. If you... Black, white, Puerto Rican, brown, Barney. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. You out here acting like a fool. And like the whole Alabama thing, I'll use that. You know, some people's upset, y'all. At the end of the day, it ain't got nothing about dual race, because there was a bunch of, you know, black people that would have did it. We would have kept the same energy. That's what the fuck you get. At the end of the day, what you not going to do is put your hands on somebody that was simply doing their job.
Doing their job. That's it.
He wasn't going his way to disrespect y'all. It wasn't like no type of altercation. He was doing his job. He asked you to do something. You didn't do it because you felt liquid courage or whatever the case is.
Yeah, yeah.
And you went out there, you put your hand, anytime, well, last time I checked, my grandma told me, when you put your hands on people, don't think that they're not going to put their hands on you back. What the fuck happens? It don't have
shit. But that's entitlement.
Race, entitlement. Class. Sometimes I got to do none of that shit.
So that's like, yeah, that'll go on. But I do feel like at the end of the day, when I'm hearing, and I watch a lot of podcasts, and I'm looking at it back and forth, and I'm like, yo, so when they're describing, like, you know, men, they want to get it out and all of this, and I'm like, oh, they have feelings just like you? Like, it's not even that hard. It's like, treat people yeah. how you want to be treated.
Be treated.
It's that basic simple.
That people are right. complicated.
Yeah. Right. And think
so
that
at
one
the end of the day, you don't want nobody to argue with you, or because you're upset, match you with being more upset because you had a bad, then you don't match that man when he's upset, because you just automatically internalize it, or you got abandonment issues. You get upset because this man is upset. No, you ask him what's wrong, because how would you want to get him when you had a bad day?
Right.
It's not a gender thing, it's a person thing. That person is a person. They just had different experiences based on their gender. But right. the goal exactly. should always be the same.
Exactly. Always.
Girl, people be stupid out here.
Yeah, and that's the one thing.
I'll be like, y'all got it.
Yeah, because they want you to really argue over something that both genders do.
They like, want you to sitting up here
going through all this, men do this, women do that, and it's like, yo, but then ain't y'all saying the same thing?
What? How do we fix it?
Why I'm solution-based
as fuck. I don't like talking about the same shit.
But they get the major views.
Like, can we get past this shit? Like,
no, they'll never get past it. It's so, it's
all the problem.
That's all they do. It's exactly. mad platforms. That's all they do. They talk about relationships between men and women. They talk about dumb shit like body count and high, what is it called?
High value.
Yeah,
that's right? I'm just like, okay, no thanks.
It's still a thing. Like, it's like a major thing. And when you look at the top of podcasts, and you look at the numbers are through the roof. And then it'd be mad comments because emotionally people are still divided between men and women. It's so corny. And it's
as
like,
a people.
It's right, people yeah. thing. Like, yo, she an asshole, but he an asshole too. Do you not know that? Like, yo, they both asshole. Yo, she washing the sink. So does he. He washing the sink. You should never be with somebody that skips steps. But how often?
Especially on hygiene.
Come on.
Okay.
You could tell. Like, yo, they skip steps. I'm telling you. Like, you could tell. You know what I'm saying? You know how many white parties you walk through and people smell like they got that white suit out the hamper? They ain't wore it. They ain't wash it from the last white party.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, yo, like you got to be prepared out here for shit like that, man, for real.
I think for us, because I don't care what other cultures do, I'm going to be honest, that's none of my business. It can never be my business if I made it my business. But as far as like our culture, as far as Black people, I feel like the conversation needs to be had that, yes, we have a lot of work to do. Let's first identify the fact that it wasn't our fault. And I feel like that takes the pressure off of people dealing with it ain't me, it's not my fault. That whole issue that a lot of Black people have, that'll take the pressure off of those people so they can relax and we can have a conversation. Because at this point, the goal was to have us divided, and that's why we're, and then we have social media, which kind of exacerbates the flames, I guess is a better way to put it.
True.
But, yeah. Okay, so at this point, what is the conversation that we need to have? The conversation that we need to have is, okay, as a collective of women, we feel like this, and this is why we feel like this. We've been expected. You know what I'm saying? A lot of this shit don't got nothing to do with us as to how we got here. So if we relinquish responsibility in that regard, we can at least have a softer conversation with each other. But, you know, this is a podcast. You got people trying to make money, and they make money off of clickbait, and they make money off of people of us attacking each other.
Exactly.
Because we bring in the money.
Exactly.
So if we arguing and that brings more money, let me just keep dropping little shit like, oh, why aren't the Black fathers here? And that's a whole big ass thing. And they are. So it's weird.
You know what's whack? We don't ever have, like, I be noticing too, like, people know so much of what the problems are. You ever noticed that people love to run down what the problems are? Then we be like, all right, yo, so wait, hold on. Like, all right, we got that. So what's the solution?
And they have no.
Oh, answer. We ain't going never. It ain't going to work.
I can't do it.
Like, yo, I can't listen to you.
That wasn't your intention.
No, you just want to be in that.
Okay, in layman's terms, CJ. Goodbye. Yeah,
they're comfortable in that shit. Like they live in, they thrive off of that shit. They don't want to change.
Exactly. And
they're afraid of the change. Number one.
Exactly. Because where do I fit in if all I have is anger? Where do I fit in if I don't want to do the work to stop being angry? Where do I fit in if I actually have to come up with a solution? I don't. Yeah. So let me just keep driving this and fanning this fire. Angry. I get away from
it. And then I don't have to do anything. Yeah.
And that's the stupid shit. And that's what keep us separated. And that's what keep people in a space where they can't, you know, they can't get along. You can't understand a person's perspective. We always got this thing in our community about mental health and, you know, going to talk to somebody like, you know, counseling or whoever. But then it's times where you get platforms like this where you should be able to get there. Now, if you was able to have a conversation with people that made that decent enough, you could get some type of therapy out of it, because then now you're looking for perspective. You're not looking for right and wrong. You're looking for perspective.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So that's why I feel like having like sparking conversations, the main reason why I created this platform, not to have people up here arguing. That's why we don't have relationship topics, although we talk about relationship things sometimes. But at the most part, it's for us to have conversations, not for us to argue, yo. Like, if we got to get famous from arguing, then maybe we need to argue over something we agree upon. Like, for example, I think that we all can agree on certain type of food. Let's argue over that. But I don't want to argue over the fact that, oh, because you're a woman, you be trying to be a man. I don't want to argue over that dumb shit. Look, mom, if you want to change your own tire, change your own tire. Like, I ain't mad at that, yo. Stop playing with me, yo. I don't care. Like, okay. I really don't. I don't want to argue over that. I don't want to argue over that. But let's argue over something that people could actually be like, oh, they still friends. Yeah, we still friends. I'm not about to sit up here and argue with them over a point because I want to be right. But people want to be right.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I just feel like there's certain conversations we need to have, but not in front of them. Like, so to me, like, we don't need to argue to the detriment of our community. And you're doing that on these fucking platforms where we're not even receiving the benefits of the clicks that they're getting because we beefing.
Like, come on, Niall.
Yeah. But they set their platforms up like a debate. Like, that's what they
exactly
want. That's it's a debate. This is more conversational the way you set it up. So that's why I don't think that energy comes into the space. It's not.
No,
you can see if anybody watches this, they can see it's all inclusive. We just talk. It's a conversation. There's no room to argue here.
Yeah, or to but have the shade this rooms whole
and
debate. All that
is white people running this shit, and y'all are feeding into it every time they drop a little, like, why don't black women care about their bodies? And it's like, what the fuck? When did we
start to win?
How'd that get here? And it's like, but they bait
like, yo, like, yo, yo, see all these BBLs out here, they care about their bodies.
Fuck that. Out of all the shit we talk about, you talking about why, bitch? What are you talking about? What?
That's not even you.
Yes, she exactly. Even
the shit.
I never cared about another bitch more than I care about myself.
Right. Maybe if it make you happy, boy, I ain't got to agree, but I understand. If it make you happy, stink, do that thing. You feel good?
Okay. You look good. I like your dress.
Live your life.
Yeah, look, she told her I like your dress. You're a little low on the right side, but I like your dress. But no, it's but fine. For real, whatever makes you happy,
that's,
right? But I don't.
That's what I'm here for.
But you know, that's the thing about these platforms. You're right about that, Kay. A lot of these platforms be owned by white people, and we be up there wilding out and making
them exactly what they want.
MTV, all that shit is owned by Viacom, all owned by a white person. All the love and hip hop, all that other shit that y'all be watching. That's who own it.
But that's where we come in. Everybody played their part. Everybody wasn't nonviolent. Everybody wasn't, you know, pro-violence back then. But everybody played their part to where we can all sit here and talk now. So I am concerned about me and the people I surround myself with. At the end of the day, I don't like no weak people. When I say no weak people, I don't mean you got to go, like, fight. I mean, you got to be able to have the courage to have conversations like this and have intelligent people talk back to you. That's what I'm surrounding myself with. You know what I'm saying? I expect there to be people who probably told on the slaves. Like, oh, they're trying to escape. That's going to happen. But all it's going to do is give you the courage to get your ass whooped later. And it just makes it like a full circle moment.
Yeah. So I make room for the brick to come back around on you. Because you wild.
That's the brick we need to use. Can we turn this?
We're going to have to put the chair and the brick in our little arsenal of weaponry. Or they come down to policing people because, yeah, you're right, though, man. It come for, but you, I think that's another thing. The whole everybody, it ain't everybody not going. It's just true. Everybody not going. It just, no matter how much we want to do it, everybody not going. So those who want to go, let's roll, yo. Everybody else, I'm here.
That's all I want.
And for those of y'all that's watching right now, if y'all watching this on YouTube, hit the likes, man. I see y'all jumping in and out. We got the comments open too, yo. If y'all want to jump in and say y'all peace, man, you know what I'm saying? Like we said, yo, we talked about a lot so far, so I know it's been a lot to unpack, but you know, if you ladies are watching, man, I want y'all to, if y'all got any type of, you know, advice for the women, what to look for. Is there a certain approach that men do? Is there things that, you know, you just feel like you need to be, you have to watch out for when you're out to try to avoid these aggressive dudes? You see them in a group of people. Is it always dudes in a group? Is it always, like, let's figure this out, because at the end of the day, we want to give y'all this type of, you know what I mean? These type of little tidbits so y'all could just pay attention. We understand you out with the girls, it's girl night. Yeah. You mad. Y'all having a divorce party, all that other shit. We get that. But at some point, you got to pay attention, though, because the sharks is out there. So if y'all got little tips, let's do it. Like, for example, all right, don't take drinks from dudes. I don't give a fuck what the deal is. I don't care how. I don't care. Don't let them walk up to y'all with no drinks. Don't do none of that. If you walk to your car, if you see, I don't care if it's a flyer, I don't care what it is. If it's on your door handle, on your windshield, do not touch it with your bare hands at all. Don't touch it. Find something to knock it off with. If it's on your windshield, get in the car, drive and do your windshield wipers or something. Get that shit up off it. But don't touch it with your bare hands. What else? Listen. Never have a conversation with somebody that woke up behind you. I don't give a fuck who it is. I don't give a damn. Do not take no whispers in the ear. I don't care who you are as a woman. Don't let no man woke up behind you and talk to you in your ear. I'm just being honest with you. If you see him come up, if you hear him come up, whatever you do, turn cat a corner, turn sideways, do whatever you do, but don't do that because they be tagging y'all, putting little shit on y'all backs and shit. So be careful. Don't be going in the clubs with big pocketbooks and shit.
You know what I'm saying?
She said, I speak Spanish and pretend I don't understand what they're trying to say.
Let me re-download Duolingo.
There you go. But then you got to be careful because dudes be speaking Spanglish.
My they know the important words. Like they say the important words.
Look, a dude be like, oh, you speak Spanish? Don't even worry about it. Uno dos. Where your uno dos?
See, right that point words.
Right. So, but dead ass though. But what else? Is there anything else, y'all? What else y'all got? Y'all got anything? What else y'all think? Y'all think anything that y'all could, what's some signs that they got to pay attention to?
I don't know. Because as I think about it, it's like you can give us all, us as in women, like all the advice in the world. But is that going to really like mitigate anything if we're not addressing the real issue? Like, I don't know. Like,
which is the men.
No, it's not. You're right. No, it's not. Because the real issue is to really talk to the men and figure out where did they learn how to deal with rejection? Like, what was the part of them that felt like rejection was just so horrible for them that they felt like they had to be violent about it?
Exactly.
Like, that would be that would be how we get to it. If we could talk to those men and have a conversation, like, yo, fam, like, for real. Like, I would love for men that are abusive to come on the platform. I'm not going to argue with them. But I would definitely love to ask them, like, yo, what happened, yo? Like, did your mom used to get beat up?
Like, who fucked you up, your mom or your daddy?
I want like, what happened?
You because you somewhere don't be looking for grace with CJ. You can't do it like that.
Yo, you got to get straight to the point. Like,
I agree, too, but that ain't going to be how. They're going to be like, hold on.
See, that's why I say I might have to have them on by myself. Because if I have CJ on, CJ going to be like, fuck all that. Why? What the fuck?
They're like, home. Take a link.
Well, but do y'all think, like, I know, like, to people who have been abused, y'all might not like this, and I get it. I understand. I
promise it might be therapeutic for them to realize it wasn't them. Something was thoroughly wrong.
Right, up with this person. Like, because it happened to dudes, too. Like, don't get me wrong. Women out here abusing these dudes, too. But, like, whoever be willing to come out here and tell their story, I would love for y'all to come on and talk about it. Yo, like, for real, like, why are you abusive? Why is physical, like, your anger, why you have to lash out physically to the person that you claim that you have these certain feelings about? Like, is that a sense of ownership? Like, do you think love means own? Like, is that what that means? When you start to love somebody, I mean, you own them?
I think they know they can take it. They'll take it because they love them. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to fight back. And that's easier than hitting a man you really mad at.
Right, the dude outside, you come and beat up on your girl.
But your daddy.
Oh, you stupid. Oh, what's God. Okay, you're right. Okay, you're really mad at
you with your mama, who he used to hit. What you mean? None of it is funny. That's just my response.
No, I mean, look, sometimes it is, you know, because think about it. How often do we know people who've been in abusive relationships and they just keep going back to the person? Like, your feelings don't matter. They be the people that come to you crying and doing all this other stuff. Help me, get me, and all that. And then they go back to these dumbass. So, like, this, they make it be funny sometimes. Because some people are empaths. Like, I know some people be sympathetic for people, but that's different than an empath. Some people really be feeling shit for people. What'd you say, Kay?
Nothing.
No, say it. Say, I didn't say it.
Nothing. I am an empath. CJ, help me out, girl. Mika.
Hey, say it. You're an empath, but what? You don't give a fuck, too, at the same time.
I am, you know, this is, I say that I care about everything, but I don't give a fuck about anything. Like, that's how my life is set up. Like, I give a fuck. I really do, but I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but it stops here.
So, yeah. It stops here.
Okay, I'm sorry that happened to you, but do that on the other side of my door.
Exactly.
Oh, God. Exactly. Okay, Kay, listen. So, your friend, okay, let's get the scenario, okay? So, your old girl come to you.
Mm-hmm.
You already know, like, she done came to you before about the same situation. Right? This is probably like the fifth time she done came to you. She came to your door, boom, boom, boom. Now, her eye, my bad, she bricked up. What do you say to her when she come in? Like, she come in, she asking, like, yo, tell her you what's going on, what happened. What do you think? She say, what do you think I should do? What's your response?
First of all, let's talk about this over the phone. She's at my house. My battery is dying. Hold on. Sorry. She's talking about this over the phone.
No, she at your house.
No, she not no more. So let's be clear. My kids were here and I don't know where this nigga at. So I'm going to need you to go ahead and we're going to talk about this over the phone. And what would I tell her? Like, not right now, but you know, I've understood situations like that for a long time. I would, when a man would get aggressive with me, I would get aggressive back because that was just kind of how I was brought up. I'm not like that anymore. So if like my friend was, it's no other option. There's no other option. So, I mean, I could tell her to go. See, I have to play it out. I've never had that happen to me. And to me, at the end of the day, there's nothing you can say to a person until they're ready to hear it or they're ready to do.
That's
it.
What we've been saying that for weeks.
Every time. Yeah.
We say that every time. Yeah. It's
we grown ass.
They gotta be ready. Yeah. They gotta be ready.
And now we can say the confirmation is in. Because everybody we've had up here, when it comes down to that particular topic, when that's brought up, it's the same thing. You don't matter what you say until a person is ready. They're going.
You talking to yourself? Facts.
Yeah. And now you getting yourself killed because you done jumped in the middle of your best friend and her boyfriend beating each other up, and him beating her up. He done pulled out a gun and shot you for like no, Stain. She wasn't ready. You knew she wasn't ready. And unfortunately, maybe you just gotta step to the side a little bit until she get her shit together. Cause that shit can affect your life in more ways than just a little bit. And people don't be understanding that. And people just be feeling for people so much instead of thinking about the scenario and the situation. They just automatically put themselves in that person's shoes. You walking into a whole room, not even knowing who the fuck in the room. Like you walking into a dark ass room. Just you just went, bitch.
Yeah, because energy is real, man. That energy vampire shit, people sucking your energy, that shit real, man.
That's real.
Especially when you're a person that people come to and confide in, and you that person, that soundboard, that voice of reason. They'll come to you for every fucking thing, man, and then drain you and won't put nothing back in, yo.
Exactly.
And you be the person that be sitting up here looking around like, damn, when somebody gonna pour into me? These motherfuckers that take from you and take from you and take from you. That's why it's kind of crazy to have certain type of friends like that. Like we consider friends. Is that what we consider them? I don't know. But that
they it's like relationships that have grown on you. That's the thing. They find that empath. You know, just how the men find that woman who they can punch in the face. Like they find that match. And they can feel your energy and they're like, oh yeah, I can do this, you know? And so, but you've already loved them. You've been friends with them probably forever. And so you feel bad for them. And so it goes back and forth and it's hard sometimes to cut that shit off and be like, yo, you need to get your shit together. I'm about to step away and let you handle your life. And, you know, some of those relationships are harder to just walk away from than others. Unfortunately,
I also think it's tough because a lot of people don't realize that that's what they do. Like when you have that friend that you can go to and you can, you know, confine in all that stuff, they don't realize how overwhelming they could come off. So it's not that they're doing it on purpose. So because I be fully aware that sometimes I'm like, you just don't, you're not aware, and you're not gonna be aware because A, you've never had a person like me or like whoever, and you never had nobody express that or explain that, whereas you understand when you're not in the emotional state. Because when you see, you explain that to somebody, especially if it's like, you know, they coming to you with some, and one day you just don't feel like hearing, and all of a sudden you blowing up, you trying to tell them about themselves, that's the worst time to try to explain that shit. You get it to that point. If you feel like that's what it is, sometimes you got to sit them down when nobody's in the emotional state, like, hey, let me go ahead and, you know, talk to you a little bit, like, you know, stink link, like, you be kind of stressing me out a little bit. Like, you find that common ground and you talk to them whereas they understand, then cool. But I think most of the time people don't realize it because they just see that they finally found that person and they're able to talk themselves into without realizing that you got to reciprocate and do the same thing back. Like, you got to, but those that be knowing don't be giving a fuck, that's a little different. That's just a little different, but it's a lot of people that don't realize that. It's just because people haven't really said anything to them, but they know how it's going to come off, especially when they want to address the situation only when everybody's in an emotional state. That's not helpful.
Right. You got to catch them when they're not in that space, right? And then hit them with that. You know, you be wearing the shit out of me, yo. Word up. I don't know what's wrong with you, yo. You be bugging, B. I ain't want to tell you the other day when you was crying, but now that you know you're not crying, yo, you got to stop crying.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that be the conversation that we don't have, I think, with people, because what we do, we let it go, too. Like, once they let it go, we let it go. Then they come back. So I don't know, but at some point, yo, the people that are those people, when you recognize you that person in people's lives that always come to you, they always pulling from you, you know what I mean, and never pour back, then, yo, at some point, yo, it become our fault. And I'm saying it based on the person who recognized that in themselves. After a while, it's your fault. You can't blame them because you got to cut that off. You know, your peace is more important than than being around trying to be right.
Energy, facts.
You got what I'm saying? You got people who love to be right so much they can't wait to give advice. You should have been a counselor.
Whatever state they're in, which probably ain't right neither. Like, chill.
Yeah. And sometimes people be wanting to know what you know so they can tell your business. You be thinking these shit.
See, listen. That's
my therapy. I learned when you vent, a vent ain't nothing but an entry doorway from one room to another. Okay, a vent flows from one room to another, and that's all of them are connected to multiple rooms. So sometimes you gotta be careful on you venting. You gotta be careful.
For real, because energy is real. Like, yo, people don't believe in it, and I don't know why. I know it's, you know, religion has people in the space where they can't think about other things that come along with it. But damn, yo, energy is real. Like, people could pick up on energy in so many different ways, even if they don't recognize that's what it is. Like you said, Mika, like, people know who to do stuff to. They could tell. Like, once they get to know you, they could know, like, all right, yo, I could do this to them, or I could do that to them. And it's all energy. That's all it is. A person could say all day what I don't want to happen, but if they could feel a way on how to make it happen, that's what they're going to do. You know what I mean? So I believe in strong will. I know people don't, they think that comes off as arrogance, but I know. I think there's nothing wrong with you having some type of pride. Like, you know, you got to be proud of, you have some type of pride in yourself. Man. I think you should, you know. It's that's just certain what standards. You know what I mean? Like, and having standards. And there's nothing wrong with having standards. I think people have made standards taboo now. Like, it's hard. Like, yo, nah, you shouldn't be thinking like that. You know, like y'all said, if a dude is short, all right, boom. You know, he's short. You know what I mean? But
that's a preference. That's not
a preference. Yeah, that's not a standard. A because if you think about a standard, like, what's the standard? Oh, I need a person that XYZ. That's him. He just 5'5". if y'all take pictures, fam, y'all gonna have to sit down. Y'all take family pictures.
I wear heels.
You go wear their heels. Just sit down. Cross your legs.
I wouldn't even mind towering over him. Just like put your face right or something. Like, let's make this cute.
Right.
Act like you're not scared, nigga.
Or look, have him stand behind you, like on a little small little crate, little box or something, and just stand behind you.
That's not cute.
Nobody won't know. You got to do it. She's talking about picking me up. There you go. Yeah, pick him up in the picture.
Show me strong, baby.
Okay, this 215. I need you to show me a little side.
Look,
okay.
show why you with me, baby. Show him why you with me. Show him that back.
I don't know him like that.
Don't be judging his height game.
What? Look what else he can do.
But listen, I'm telling you, man, it's that standard, right? Yeah, that standard. Shit come with shit. Standards come with shit, yo. Yeah, I pick a struggle out here, yo.
Can't have it all. True.
I mean, shit, you can't have it all, man. You got to pick a struggle. But shit, mm-hmm. I don't know. I think, like, based on everything that y'all said, I think, I guess the moral of the story would be, seriously, y'all, rejection. That's something that is going to happen. You're going to have to face it. Men, if you're watching, you're going to watch. I know. But y'all got to deal with rejection, man. I don't know what you need to do to overcome whatever happened in your past traumas, or, you know, your emotional disconnect.
Go to therapy. The fact.
Okay. CJ said go to therapy. Kay is agreeing. And Mika said, y'all can holler at her. Y'all need somebody to talk to, she'll get you a spiritual journal to help you each and every day.
I don't work with men, so.
Oh, you don't?
I don't work
with men. Y'all little Amazons over there?
For journals, yes. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about my coaching. I'm going to say.
I said a little.
Yes, yes.
Week, I got you. You already kicked them out the little club. You a little rascal.
No, I kicked them out of my coaching sessions. Okay. I don't do coaching.
But why? Okay. So why no dudes can't come get coached out?
It's not just because they're, I just, for what I do and the passion that I have, it's for women and helping them in that space. So I have nothing against men. I know a ton of great coaches who work with men. I just don't, for what I am passionate about.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
That was very well spoken.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I am well spoken. I get ghetto sometimes, but I'm very. I got my shit together.
She said, I got my shit together. I like how you put it. I would have been like, look.
Problems. Fuck that.
Yeah.
So them two, they'd have been like, nah, just no men allowed. That's all. Yeah. I don't fuck with dudes.
I like y'all sometimes.
Fuck them niggas.
Yeah, right. Basically. Like, y'all niggas need more help than I got. You know what I'm saying? But no, nah, for real though. But that's still cool to be, because you got a passion. So nobody can knock you for your passion. You know what I'm saying? So dudes that's watching, she's not prejudiced, y'all. She just got a passion. All right? Y'all respect her passion, y'all. For real. Don't be hitting her up talking about she a hater. She is a hater, but don't hit her up saying that over that. You know what I'm saying? Cause she swear up and down, I ain't gonna make it through the American Ninja Warrior trials. But I'm telling you, man, it's going down. CJ, stop jumping in all the time, man. Y'all gotta stop. Stop jumping in all the time, CJ.
Your torso deals otherwise.
I'm telling y'all, man. Y'all gonna wear them t-shirts. I'm telling y'all, y'all gonna be right there with the t-shirts on. Rod
and
Ninja.
Underneath, it's gonna say this nigga sucks. It's gonna say something. Playing, yo. And I'm gonna put my diss track when you fall. That's what
we're gonna miss all the tracks on the back so everybody know what all the songs is. Play with it.
Yo, that's so dope. I can't
hold
it. Yo, listen, I can't
for a whole 365 days.
Listen, CJ, it's gonna be the flyest shit ever, yo. Can you imagine, yo? Listen. Yeah. Winning American Ninja Warrior is so dope.
You're not gonna win. You're not gonna win.
Y'all, find something else to do with your time besides hate on me and my passion, yo. I ain't do that to you. When you just said your passion, I ain't hate on you. I gave you props.
See, now this ain't your real passion. Don't act like this is really your life dream. Like you don't really like you know good and well. You look at yourself right now. You know good and goddamn
I got
well.
Ninja, make a I got a ninja look, warrior. Yo. I don't look like
if
a ninja.
If you being real with yourself, you know good and goddamn well that shit's not happening.
Yo, Tamika, you ain't supposed to be that passionate.
Stop playing
you ain't
with
supposed
these
to
people.
Be that passionate.
You say
about how you know what I'm saying. You're not supposed to be that passionate about how I don't look like a ninja. You don't know what a ninja look like anyway because they have all their shit on. You don't know what a ninja look like.
I know for a fact they don't look like you. I know that for a fact.
Yo, so love though, yo. You got listen.
That
color don't look good on you. Yo, you gotta stop hating, yo. That color don't look good on you, man. Stop.
It's not hate if it's honesty. I'm your friend. I'm not gonna let you go on national TV and hear yourself.
Yo, listen. You gotta. I gotta make it through the trial.
I know this nigga. You if ain't I make it there,
listen. If I make it to the TV joint, that mean I'm good enough because you gotta.
You're gonna be the laughing stock of the butt of the joke so bad they're gonna put your ass on TV for views. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they're like, look at his big.
They gonna put me on TV for views.
They gonna play all his motivation niggas about how he can really do this shit and then pay Clinton and busting his ass.
All recorded. All this is recorded. It's live right now. It's recorded. So when I win, I'm going to play this whole thing back. Right here.
You can.
And I'm going to say, y'all want to hear some haters? Yo? Watch the playback.
I'm not even worried. Like that, I'm very confident. Very not confident. Even worried.
Whatever, man. I'm not about to let y'all do that to me.
I'm not worried about being embarrassed. Anyway. You ain't gonna make
y'all,
it. Wrong.
Y'all all gonna still be my friends, and y'all all gonna have the t-shirts on, and it's all love. Word up. And I told y'all at the end when I do the interview, and I from winning, I'm gonna be like, yo, y'all see them right there? Y'all see them two right there? You see why they ain't clapping? Them two right there, they ain't clapping because they expecting me to fail their haters, yo. I look at the back of their shirt. Hater one and hater two. That's what I'm gonna put on y'all shit, yo. For real. Cause y'all corny, yo, for real. But look,
it's never gonna get there, so it doesn't even matter.
Whatever, man. I ain't even going through that. I ain't even gonna let them do that to me. All y'all that's watching, y'all know a real ninja when y'all see one. All right. So thank y'all again for joining another joint. Y'all know how we do, man. Y'all gotta expect the unexpected when we come through, man. Because you know, like I said, we're gonna talk about a little bit of everything. And sometimes everybody not gonna agree, but the good thing is that we still talk about it anyway. All right. So for all y'all that's watching right now and the people that's going to download the audio version, thank y'all again. For the people that jumped on, it was a bunch of y'all that jumped off and on. I appreciate y'all for joining the live tonight. It's so dope. Y'all was a little quiet in the comments. I guess y'all was really passionate about the brick. Maybe it was too much to type. But I'm going to get the phone thing soon so y'all could call in and y'all could tell, y'all could get y'all commentary on like that. It'll be fly. We're going to make it shake, too, for real. So before we go, ladies, y'all know what we do, man. Y'all let them know what y'all got coming up. CJ, what's good, y'all?
All right, y'all know what it is. Previewed. Go ahead and sign up or go on the landing page and sign up for information. Previewed is pretty much a job board to help people with looking for careers. Careers, careers. If you're looking to transition, if you're already going to a trade school, if you're not quite sure, but you're trying to figure out what the fuck you're trying to do with your life, listen, Preview got you. It's basically a platform that give immersive data like videos that help see if you're not only capable of pursuing that career, but if the culture of the job really fits you. Because one thing I hate is when the job be bamboozling me, getting me there, and baby, culturally, I don't even fit. Don't waste my time. Right. Check out Preview. Mm-hmm.
That's what it is, y'all. Y'all know what we do out here, man. Remember, she said careers too, not a job. If you want to work in a call center, don't hit up Preview. Word. It ain't gonna be out there for you, yo. Word. What's going on with you, Kay? What you got coming on?
I wasn't prepared, so I'm just working. Right? I'm working. I'm on a journey. I got some goals to hit by next year, so I'm laser focused. I took a quick trip, but I'm back in the house and I'm focused. Y'all see more next year. Good. Now it's just kids goals. That's it.
Kids and gold. Hey, sometimes that's what it got to be about.
That's what
sometimes
it need to be, okay?
You got
to
lock in, yo. Lock in and stay focused. Most people don't understand, like, you know, they think that being focused is missing something. Like, you're not missing nothing. The shit's still out here, yo. Word up. It's going to be out here whenever you get back outside, yo. Get to work. Word. Meek, what's going on with you? What you got going on?
Just creating. I got people asking me if I can do different things, you know, so I'm just trying to see if I can make it happen. I just stay consistent. Yes, that's the goal. So yes.
Well, we know what that, you know, well, that's hard. That's a job in itself, staying consistent, y'all, for real. And all right, so for all y'all that's watching, y'all know y'all could catch all these ladies right here on Collective Team Collective TV on YouTube, and you also can catch them on Collective Vision on Facebook. Y'all know we out here working, man. We got mad content out there. We got mad new shit dropping, and we still working. So y'all stay focused. I appreciate all y'all that support. And then we got a couple of joints. We got the potential spam joint. That joint, I think that joint hit 8K. So appreciate y'all for watching. word, that's dope. And it's a couple more. The Oob Lifted with me and CJ. That joint hit like I think that joint almost at 5K. So we working, man, out here, man. You know what I'm saying? So we appreciate all of y'all that be pushing play, man. Because like I said, you know, we just be shooting it out there. I mean, the crew come through. They allow me to just, you know, just throw something in the air and they fuck with it. And we come up with shit. And it's appreciative to know that y'all out there watching us. So thank y'all for that. What else we got going on? Besides that, man, just stay focused, man. It's just mad shit going on. Y'all just continue to follow it. And just stay focused, just stay locked in, and y'all will figure it out, man. But we're going to keep pushing, yo. So until next time, man, y'all know what to do. Stay safe out there. Ladies, pay attention to your surroundings. Moral of the story today, duck all bricks. Don't stand there. I really don't care. Do not stand there. I don't care. If you see a person pick it up, and even when they do this little move right here, you know, start figuring out which way to lean. Don't stand there and eat that brick, yo, for real. It don't matter. I don't think you should be getting hit with a brick, but don't just stand there. Yeah. All right, yo. So, like I always say, man, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. All right, y'all. So, until next time, I'm your boy, Rod One. This is Spartan Conversation, y'all. And we are out. Hey.